I'm Michelle Miller. I had the opportunity to sit down with a gentleman who has experienced many Christmases here on the North Shore. I sat down with Rudy Pluth to hear what it was like years ago. Rudy grew up on a farm near Duluth in the 1930s. He shared Christmas memories, stories of life on the farm during Minnesota winters, and some family history. I am pleased now to present Rudy's Reflections.
I was born on a little farm north of Duluth. I say a little farm. We had about 25 acres, I guess, and a few cows. There were seven of us, five boys, two girls. I was the youngest of the five boys. Then I had two sisters younger than me. Always three cows at least milking, and we always had a couple hogs. We always had chickens, hundreds of them. So we were pretty self-efficient that way. We had a root cellar in our basement where we had a huge garden. So all our potatoes, carrots, and rutabagas went in the root cellar, which would last us all winter. Well, this is pre-war. We never had any electricity until I was about 13 or 14 years old, I guess. And, you know, it was the neighbors that had big, like I said, big families, you know. So back then, the winters were severe. Very severe, let me tell you. Snowplows aren't like they are today. And sometimes we'd go 3-4 days before we got plowed out. And remember one time we shoveled all the way from our house to get out of there. That's 3/4 of a mile. We had a Christmas tree. Of course, you didn't have any lights on it. You had a lot of decorations that we made ourselves, that we hung on the tree from popcorn and whatnot. And we made our own trimming out of tobacco cans. They were Albert Prince of tobacco. They were red and white, and we'd trim them and make a bunch of holes in them so you could hang them on the tree. And we always slaughtered before Christmas. December was our slaughter month, and we slaughtered at least one beef and one hog because you couldn't keep it. We didn't have any cooling refrigeration, so you could either slaughter in the wintertime. Then we made all of our homemade sausage. We had a smokehouse, smoked our own hams, made our own sausages. So it was a busy time of the year in the winter, in December. Nearest family was about a mile away. They had 10 children. So back then, everybody had big families. Christmas time, we don't gather that much with everybody was too busy just taking care of themselves. We're cutting firewood 12 months of the year. We had 3 wood stoves in the house, 1 upstairs and 2 downstairs. And so you're always cutting firewood. You're on a farm. You don't have a day off. You're up in the morning in the barn, taking milk from the cows. I got a bicycle 1 year. I had a brother that was in the service who was about a bicycle, first bicycle I ever had. You know, my father was very frugal. Everything was homemade. My grandma that lived near Fergus Falls on a farm, every year she knit wool socks and liners for our choppers for us. So that was always a Christmas present. And then we all had felt shoes that we wore. We put our boots, they fit in our boots, but they're felt shoes. We had a hill on the farm behind the house where we made a ski slope on there, and we'd ski there. We had sleds, toboggans, homemade toboggans. And a lot of the stuff we would take out of oak, and some of that would get out of cedar so you could heat it and soak it and bend it. And if you broke them, you had to make them over. Well, we always raised Christmas. We would have assorted things. Like we made all our own sausages. We made so many different kinds of things. That my mother, of course, coming from Norway, we made silta polsa. Rotopolsa was the flank out of a beef that you'd let it marinate in a crock We made our own sauerkraut that we had was homemade. My grandparents never spoke a word of English on my mother's side or my father's side. His parents migrated from Yugoslavia. Some of them were Norwegian traditions that we had. As far as my mother was concerned, she had a ladies' aid meeting at the house, and all you heard was Norwegian. There was a big settlement of Finnish people there, too, and I learned more Finnish than I did Norwegian from my friends. How much different it was back then. Families stayed together. You did things as a family. You know, it was, we made our own fun. We made our own baseball teams, football teams, and when the neighbors, I told you, had 10 kids, so we could make pretty good baseball teams. Well, there was no TV. In fact, we were one of the first ones to ever get a radio. And I remember when we got it, Mother, she was really happy because she could listen to the soap operas on the radio. My job to fill all the boilers with water, get them on the stove, make a supply of wood in there so you can wash your clothes, hang them out on the clothesline, and they freeze dry. I could see her hanging them out there today when it was 20 below. Women back there, boy, they work. They talk about sunrise to sunset. She was up, I don't know when she slept. We made Christmas cookies, but there was no way to decorate them. So it was my job to stay in the house and help my mother in the kitchen while the other brothers were out, you know, working with my dad in the fields. I got discharged in Brooklyn, and that's where I said, no, I got to go to Minnesota. I'm not a city boy. Merry Christmas.